As we reported earlier, the founder of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, faced a second day of questioning in the US Congress over the social media site's treatment of users' private data. In a pretty startling admission, he also revealed that his own personal Facebook data was among that of millions of other users that was improperly shared with the British firm Cambridge Analytica. Mark Zuckerberg also said that regulation of his company was, quote, inevitable, but he urged caution. Ariel Bogle is RN's online technology reporter. She joins us now from our Canberra studios this morning. Good morning to you, Ariel.
Morning, Hamish.
So what's your assessment of Zuckerberg's performance at the hearings? How did he handle the grilling by US senators? He's had his second day of it now.
That's right. So it was pretty remarkable sight, I think, to see him there in what the New York Times has called his sorry suit, sitting there in front of a sort of phalanx of congressmen and cameras. But he really didn't break. You know, he was unfailingly polite, even some might say a bit bland. So some of those tough questions just seemed to melt off him. He was really very well studied and well prepared.
And it was obviously high stakes for the billionaire founder. He said he was deeply sorry for the data breaches. How important do you think was that contrition? Was that good enough for those members of the US Congress?
That's a very good question. And as you mentioned, they did seem very keen to talk to him about regulation, you know, what might work here to better protect user privacy. So I think one of the very interesting things was a moment before the Senate where one of the senators asked him, you know, would you be comfortable telling us what hotel you stayed in last night? And would you be comfortable telling us every person that you messaged this week? That was one moment that did seem to shake him a little bit. He seemed stumped. And it really, I think, illustrated among a lot of questions that were, frankly, a little less than tech savvy. It really did illustrate very well this privacy concern that people on both sides of the aisle in the United States now seem willing to combat.
Obviously, a lot of what we heard was not necessarily news to anyone. Did we learn anything from the hearings, particularly what Zuckerberg said himself, about how Facebook operates that we didn't know before?
Yeah, it was, you know, I think what is very interesting here is kind of what he seemed adverse to answering and what he didn't want to answer. So one thing in particular, he got a lot of questions overnight before the Congress People's Committee, about tracking people across the internet. So this is when you're not on Facebook, when you might be on other websites, is Facebook still keeping tabs on you? And the fact is, if Facebook, you know, if you're interacting with an advertiser on Facebook and you go to their website or you go to another website, they may indeed be tracking you with a product called Facebook Pixel. But Zuckerberg did seem very unwilling to really illustrate how that worked. There were also a lot of questions about shadow profiles. This is this concept that even if you're not on Facebook, Facebook may know a bit about you because, you know, if I join Facebook and I let Facebook collect all the contacts in my mobile phone contact list, they start to get an idea of who's around me, who I interact with. And that's this concept of shadow profiles. And he seemed also very unwilling to go down that track with the congressman too.
And why is that so important though, Ariel? Why is continuing to track you beyond your use of Facebook? Why is that such a significant question?
Well, for Facebook, this is how it, you know, really pinpoint targets advertising, that concept of micro-targeting. But I think it illustrates something that people are starting to get increasingly uncomfortable with. We've made this pact with Facebook. You know, it's a free platform, of course. The model is they collect your data and they make money off targeting advertising at you. But do we really understand how it works? Do we understand how it's being tracked? Do we have what's known as this concept of informed consent? And I think that is a question that the US lawmakers were really starting to grapple with.
Mark Zuckerberg intimated that regulation of his company is inevitable. What should we take away from these hearings about the likelihood of that, the shape of that? I know there's been some mention of what Europe is doing on that front, but obviously the US has a sort of different sensibility when it comes to the idea of regulating.
Yeah, it was actually one of the more surprising things in these hearings was the US lawmakers favourably citing over and over European privacy law. I think that's quite significant and quite unheard of even a year ago. So, of course, the EU is about to introduce quite strict new privacy laws in May with severe penalties for when companies don't get informed consent from users before collecting or using their data. But another big question here was this idea of monopoly. So Senator Lindsey Graham posed to Mark Zuckerberg, you know, are you a monopoly? And Zuckerberg said, well, it doesn't feel like it. But as Lindsey Graham pointed out, there's no competitors to Facebook. You know, you might use other products for video like YouTube, or you might use Twitter to get your news, but none of them bring it all together like Facebook does. And it'll be very interesting to watch to see if the US goes down this sort of path of antitrust. Could Facebook be made to spin off parts of its company? Will it be made to spin off Instagram, for example, or its advertising services? That would be a huge step. And I'm sure it won't be happening in the next year or two. But if we keep going down this path, it'll be one to watch.
I'm just interested in your comments earlier, Ariel, about the elementary nature of some of the questioning. It was pretty basic from a sort of technological understanding of what Facebook does, as well as what its business model is. But I wonder whether that's actually a clever tactic given from the Congress members, given that ultimately many people don't really understand how Facebook is functioning. They may use it, they may come across it, they may have some understanding of their own interaction with it, but no real understanding of what the business actually is.
That's right. And I don't know if they organised this amongst themselves, but it definitely felt like in the first hearing on Tuesday before the Senate, that had a lot of those really basic questions. How does Facebook operate? How does it collect data? And it felt like the Congress committee the next day came in and sort of nailed some of those questions a bit more strongly. It were a bit more tough on Zuckerberg. You know, I agree. A lot of people really don't understand how Facebook works. But I know, nevertheless, a lot of people who are in the industry, privacy advocates and others, are still a little bit disappointed that Facebook was not pressed more strongly, particularly on this Cambridge Analytica question. There's still a lot of unanswered questions there about how Facebook willfully or not turned a blind eye for so long to the collection of data by companies like Cambridge Analytica, and why they did so little to stop it.
Ariel Bogle, thank you very much as always.
Thanks, Hamish.
Ariel is RN's online technology reporter.